This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I got an idea for a character bit. This is the Phil Hendry Show, where a lot of times I play the different parts of the characters that we have on the show, and then people call and they think they're real. And I said to Janice, do I talk about this just as an idea, or do we do this as a bit with a character? And I said, I know, I'll split the difference. I'll tell you guys that we're going to want to do this as a character bit, maybe not on today's show, maybe on tomorrow's show. But here's the general idea. A guy calls up representing one of the networks, and he is in touch with the Israeli cabinet and the Israeli embassy in Washington because he wants to negotiate with the Israeli Defense Forces that they launch their attack on the Gaza Strip in sync with 8 o'clock Eastern, so that when they launch their attack, they're in prime time on the East Coast of the United States. And that way, in the words of the television executives, everybody gets well. The Israelis get what they want. Advertising agencies get prime time. It's a major news story. You can preempt a lot of the weaker programming on Thursday night. What do you think? So be looking forward to that. That's a bit. You know how a lot of times we'll have you guys call in with bit ideas? Well, there. I just called myself with a bit idea. It's May Sweeps Month. So what is it with the Israelis that they don't just go ahead and time the attack so that it falls? Now, what time is it in Israel right now? I don't know what it is. I'll tell you what it is. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. Would you figure that? It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m., so, oh God, let's see, 2 a.m., 4 hours. So 6 a.m. they should launch. It would be a dawn attack, and it would be perfect. It'd be 8 p.m. No, it wouldn't. In an hour. In 1 hour, they ought to do it. In 1 hour, they ought to launch it prime time on the East Coast. And that way, you see, can they actually do that? I know they can. They fool around with the Olympic schedule until they're having, like, pole vaulting at 4 a.m. and the guy's so tired that he impales himself. Yeah, I mean, so literally, they're having events. They're having, like, highly dangerous events like the gymnastic, the pommel horse, is that what it's called? Where one false move and you just bust 6 vertebrae in your neck. And they're having it at like 5 a.m., so it hits prime time, 15-year-old girl on a pommel horse, and if she just one false move, and she dislocates her whole body. And that's all right, baby, get out, that's it. Come on, remember, it's 8 o'clock, New York, let's go. I'm really tired. Ah, you're really tired. Don't give me that tired thing. Who was the guy that was the head of the women's gymnastics for the United States team? The guy came from Hungary. The guy was just the typical Eastern European. Remember the guy? Bela something. Remember the guy? He was Bela Karol. This guy was right out of central casting for the... I tell you now, you're strong like Cis Bull. You go out, you want to be number one, or don't you? Moose and squirrel. Guy's right out of... Just a real Eastern European hard ass. You think I come to America to be made to look like fool? You get your skinny little butt up on the pommel horse, you get 10 points. Mary Lou Retton, all of them, big time. I made them. Get out there now, you score big points. You know, we get the deal with Nike. Boom, we're off to the races. What is it with you? Come on. So look, hi, you know, I don't want to bug you guys because I know you know what you're doing, but if you're going to go in and bulldoze those, what are they called, refugee camps? That's like calling L.A. a refugee camp for Americans. What is that? Isn't that Palestine? It is. So in other words, I live in my own country, but I'm living in a refugee camp in my own country. Oh, I see. What are you trying to tell me? They're like concentration camps? Well, the guys that are all around you are like guys like you. So that's what they're going to do. Israel's going to attack just in time for the big 7 to 8 for the kid hour, you know? Better make it later. We want the adult hour on that thing in case it gets nasty. Nah, on second thought, well, let's the family hour. Here comes Israel. Boom! And you got the May sweeps locked up. Now, if you think I'm kidding, I'm not. If you think I'm kidding, I could have said, yes, I am. But no, I'm not. If you can pull it off, any of you guys at the network, you can have that idea too, along with all the other ones that you like that I have every now and again. Take that idea. See what you can do. Call up Israel. If I was one of those right-wing, real nasty, real Aryan Brotherhood kind of Randy Weaver, you know, guy, I don't really have a radio show. I just send tapes door to door. I'd be a guy who'd say, well, because most of you are Jews anyway, I'm sure you got a hotline there to Tel Aviv. So get that thing going. I got another question here before we give out our phone. Well, I'll give the phone number now. It's 1-800-449-8686. How come I'm the guy at the buffet line who I got to stand there like I'm begging? I go to the buffet at any hotel on a Sunday. Go to any American hotel. What do they have? They have a buffet on Sunday. They have the Sunday brunch buffet. Why am I the guy that's got to stand there in front of the guy that's slicing up the, let's hear it all together, one, two, three, prime rib? Why am I the guy that's got to go, can I have another slice? I mean, is that it? You notice how they dole that stuff out like it's gold nuggets that just dropped out of Elizabeth Taylor's rear end? It's just little, it's a big, juicy, beautiful prime rib. And the guy cuts it down like it's, you could see through it when he puts it on your plate. And you, can I just more? Can I have a little more? What? Come on. Okay. And they shrug like they're being put out. What am I, Oliver? Could I have some more? You know, guy going to lead me by the hand down the street with the snow coming down? But I feel all of a sudden, even though I'm paying, what do you figure those buffets? I can't remember now, but a lot of them are like $20, $25. The best one that I ever went to was the Biltmore in Miami. The Biltmore Hotel in Miami. They've got it's a $90 tab for one person, but they have, I think, something like 30 food stations. It's incredible, man. You've never, it's really, it's nuts. But at most of these joints, you go and the guy, little tiny people, where were we? We were at a party the other night. I forget what it was, but the guy sliced it off real cheesy and chintzy. And he gave me two little pieces that were about the size of like somebody's business card, two business card size pieces of steak. And I stood there just, excuse me. Yeah, I know you're about ready to go to the next person, but can you just load it up a little bit more here, Charlie, huh? What do you think? Light touch, huh? A little bit more? You want to have more? Yeah. And then he gets the look on his face like, holy Christ. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this has never been done. You know, he's got to go check. He leaves. People are standing in line looking at me like I'm holding things up. What do you want? Okay, the guy wants more. Give him more. God. And it's all of that. Because what they do is they bought just enough food so that they know how much everybody's going to eat. And if you stand there, they give you one scoop of the rice, one scoop of the thing, it's two business card-sized pieces of steak. They slap that on there, and I'm the one guy. I'll stand there. I'll say, yo, I mean, come on. I thought I came here to eat.
No, sir, only one. Oh, really? Only one? Is that what? Si, senor. No, me. I want more food. No, me. I can't. I don't know. No sprechen Sie Deutsch, Jim. So, okay, I'm out of there. I don't, you know, I can't do it.
I forget where I was, but it was one of these situations where, I know what it was. It was, if you go to a pizza place and they have the salad bar. Now, we're all familiar with the salad bar. And why do we like the salad bar? You got it. You can go back for more. You can go back, and you can get more. Have you ever been to a salad bar where they go, hey. No, just one trip. What are you talking about, man? $6? Yeah, that's right, just one. What's the point of having a salad bar? In other words, it's just you don't have the trouble of having to serve it at my table. Is that it? I might as well just order it from the waitress. Well, that way you can get what you want, you know, but, well, most of them are all you can eat. Well, you better load up here now. Because you can't have any more. Do you ever think that the people who you don't patronize any longer, the businesses that you say, I'll never eat there again, do they even for a moment feel your loss of business? Do they ever for just a second feel any squeeze or pinch that Phil Hendry ain't eating there anymore? The way I eat? Maybe. But most of us forget it. Because I've said it and I can name the businesses. Should I name them? Should I name the businesses that I swear I'll never, I better not, because they probably are sponsors. But there are certain office supply companies, I don't want to say who, I'll never go there again. And I haven't been back. There's a major appliance manufacturer, major department store, who makes those big appliances, you know. You know the one that starts with an S? I'll never shop there again. And it's been 2 years when I said on this radio program, I'll never go there again. Do you think they care? Do you think they've even felt my... Forget it. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to begin to shop at Sears now, and because I've had a change of heart, especially since the washing machine that they sold me blew up again. All right. I'm joking. It didn't. That was last month. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. Hey, we've got a new design on our webpage. It's going to be up tomorrow. We have completely revamped our beautiful webpage, our home site, philhenryshow.com. It still has all the great stuff you would expect, the 30-day archive, the Listen Live, the audio archives, brand new clips added from Miami, 75 new clips added from our syndicated show, our celebrity ass poll. It's all there. Get your backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. And take a look at our new design tomorrow when we throw it up there. PhilHenryShow.com. Also, get that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. What a great idea for Father's Day. And what a great idea for any other holiday, any other birthday or anniversary. The Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's all available now at PhilHenryShow.com.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I want to, David G. Hall, who's the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show, and I just want to say one thing.
What?
When you call me on the air, I don't mind talking to you. I wish you'd let me know beforehand.
So I would love to let you know, but I listen to your program. I listen how it starts. I want to know what you're talking about, and it is evident to me that you're starting your show again without talking about things that are relevant to women.
David, we had this.
Now, let's just hear me out, will you? You got a little thing on your website that says the wall of female listeners. You make a joke out of the fact that you got no of these women listening to your show.
Well, look it. We make a joke out of it so that they send in the picture.
Yeah, it says you got the only 11 women listening to your show. That's not funny when it comes to advertisers. Do you understand?
Again, I think it's a conversation.
No, it's not a conversation we can have off the air. That's what you're going to say, right?
Yes.
No, it's not one of those. We've got to have it now because I'm 15 minutes into your show. I don't hear anything that women want to hear. A lot of these broads and these women want to hear. So what I'm asking you to do is to begin to talk about something female-oriented. And I've got a hint for you. There's an enormous female event coming up. What is it?
I had something already planned.
Forget about what you had planned. What's the big female event coming up?
I don't know.
You ever heard of Mother's Day? You heard of that, right?
Oh, okay, Mother's
Day. Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Look, we did a couple of Mother's Day bits yesterday. We talked about...
You did a bit about some ex-con getting released from prison and having a parade given for some guy that ripped two kids to death with his teeth. You call that female-friendly?
We were doing shtick.
Well, forget the shtick and do something about women. Now, did Janice give you the notes?
What notes?
Janice, take them notes.
What are these?
That's a list of things I want you to talk about. And I want Craig to cue the music.
Ode to my mother.
That's right, an ode to your mother so that the women out there can hear you be nice to your mother. Cue the music, Craig.
David.
Cue the music, Craig.
All right.
Talk about your mother. It gets these women listening, okay?
Ode to my mother. When I was a child, my mother took care of me when I was sick. I was... What is that?
Hold on for a minute. Eddie, have him... Go ahead.
Well, I'm listening to construction. We're coming from your office, all right?
I'm having some work done. Go ahead.
A warm hug when I was sad.
Go ahead, will you?
Why do I gotta do it while they're sawing in there?
I got some work being... Hold on for a minute. Tell the mechanic. Bobby, quit it. What's your problem?
Kill the music for a minute, okay? What do you got me doing?
I want you to do an ode to your mother. It's for the Mother's Day.
They're doing work in your office right now.
What about it?
It's difficult for me.
How many times have I told you to be a professional?
David.
How many times have I told you to be a professional?
You've said to me to ignore outside disturbances and...
Yes, so ignore outside disturbances.
Well, look at... I'm listening to these guys saw...
Look, Phil, I was in Spain last year. I stayed in a very nice hotel. They have something called a bidet. I'm having one put into my office bathroom. Go ahead, Bob. Now go on, do it.
You're having a bidet put into your office bath...
Forget about what I'm doing, okay?
Cold water on my face when I was a child. Always cheering at my baseball games.
Stop it! Stop it! What's the matter?
I can't hear what I'm saying with these guys, okay?
Look, this is a construction project that I put off long enough. Now I'm tired of going into my bathroom, not finding toilet paper, whatever. I'm putting in a bidet. Or is that something you're jealous of?
Yeah, David, I'm really jealous that you got a bidet.
No, seriously, I really think that's what it is. I think you're jealous of the fact that I got a bidet. Just do the...
I can't read it.
Forget about what's going on. Do it.
Ode to my mother. I remember my mother giving me a home-cooked meal. Every night I'd come home from school. See, that's better. I can't hear anything.
Just do it, will you?
A smiling face whenever I came home from... Smiling face whenever I came home. My mother always loved me. I remember when I was sick. I remember when I was sick.
You're bringing a tear to my eye.
And the fact that my mom would always be there for me whenever I needed her. I love my mother and I...
Whoa.
What?
Why are you yelling?
What do you mean, why am I yelling? I can't hear myself over that stuff.
You're yelling, okay? It's supposed to be tender and beautiful, like when a guy loves his mother. And you're screaming? You sound like a freaking banshee. Now do it tender. Come on, do it tender.
I remember a cold...
Yeah, that's it. Make it real sex. Sex it up for these broads. Go ahead.
David, can I say something?
What?
You're not going to get a lot of females listening when you say things to me like, sex it up for these broads.
Just never mind, do it.
My mother would give me a warm hug when I was sad. I remember my mom. I remember when I was sick, she would crush the aspirin up and put it into the marmalades.
Go ahead. Go ahead. It was a momentary thing. They're drilling the sewer out.
You're having a bidet put into your office bathroom.
That's right. Oh, I get it. Killer music. You calling me a fag?
No, I am not saying that.
You're calling me gay, aren't you?
No, I am not saying that.
Then what are you making a big deal out of it for?
So what do? You sit over it and spread your cheeks?
It's none of your business. Just do it. By the way, it's heated water, too. See, I know you're jealous.
Yeah, that's what I want, David. Please put a bidet in our bathroom here, and I would just love it.
Just do the bit, smartass.
The home-cooked meal every night said, I love you. Do you remember when your mom would go off to work in the morning and still find time to come home and cook you a home-cooked...
It's over. Go ahead.
A home-cooked...
Go ahead.
A home-cooked... A home cooked eel. There, I did it.
So what? Look, just take a break. You got to do your news now?
Yeah, we got to get up against it.
Oh, man. Look, I got to go to the toilet, so hold on.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil... This is the Phil... We'll be right back.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
See, Blind Date the other night when a girl was eating the... I mean, I'm gonna go slow on this. And am I shocked? No, not really, not anymore. It used to be sex shocked people. It used to be vulgar language shocked people. It used to be that, oh, I don't know, you know, aberrant political viewpoints were shocking. You know what's shocking most people now is just how stupid we are. I mean, and I mean that in a nice way. We're idiots, that's all. We're just, and I say all of us together. You see Blind Date the other night? The girl was eating the boogers out of her boyfriend's nose. Now, there's no other way of saying it gently. It wasn't even her boyfriend. It was the date. It was she. This was the kick. Now, naturally, you say if there hadn't been a camera on them, they wouldn't have done it. And you're right. You're right. They wouldn't have done it had there not been a camera. There is nothing more dull to me than people that posture for the camera. Amateurs, I should say. I'm doing it. I'm on a microphone right now. I have to. This is my job. I've got to get on here, and I have to perform in some way. And when I start performing, I'll let you know, okay? So just hold your horses. When I get into doing the show, I'll let you know. But for now, but see, that's my job. When we start getting off on amateurs acting goofy, you remember the old stunts they used to do on radio stations? If you want to win Super Bowl tickets, come down to the station now and saw your own penis off with a lathe. Okay, Bobby, you did it. That's... You win. What's the matter, huh? Well, you won the tickets. You go down and do a goofy stunt for your Super Bowl tickets. And so everybody, Andy Warhol, we quote him often. We honor his name and his memory. I'm going to go to the Andy Warhol exhibition at the L.A. County Museum of Art at the end of this month, and I demand that every member of my staff visit the exhibition while it's in Los Angeles as well. Am I talking about art? Am I talking about things that are too highbrow for a mundane, middle-of-the-road talk show? Not when I tell you that that's the guy who said everybody's famous for 15 minutes. Yeah, that Andy Warhol. That's the guy. Now, how do you get famous for 15 minutes if you don't have any real talent? I mean, for being an entertainer. You eat the boogers out of your blind date's nose. That's what you do. You eat the boogers out of a blind date's nose. What do you do when you aren't making music that's relevant anymore? You have trouble putting a trash can liner into a trash compactor, and people laugh at that. See, in other words, when your 15 minutes are here, you got to think of something to do. And that girl's, the only thing that came into her mind was, well, let's see, people have screwed on film before, so that's not going to make it. People have done it. I know, I'll eat his boogers. There you go. That's a way to do it, baby. I mean, what are you going to do? This 15 minutes is 15 minutes. You got to think of something, and you thought of something. And Taylor thinks it's the greatest thing he's ever seen in his life. He loved it. Fear Factor. All of these shows, they're not reality shows so much as they provide the large canvas upon which everybody can be famous. Finally, finally, we can get it over with. Get everybody's 15 minutes out of the way, and let's get back to doing something. I don't know what the hell it was we were doing before they were doing it. I guess we weren't eating boogers, not in front of everybody on TV anyway. I used to see this kid in mass when I was a kid in school. This Anthony, well, I won't give his last name because I understand he's a prominent U.S. attorney now, but he used to eat his own boogers. He's a prominent federal prosecutor right now, and he used to have his finger halfway up his nose during mass when I was a kid. Thank you. I swear to God. Guy's a prominent federal prosecutor. He's put away some of the toughest cats in organized crime. I went to school with this guy. I won't give you his name because, you know, he's put away some of the baddest dudes in organized crime over the last 15 to 20 years, and when I saw him at the age of 11, he had about three knuckles shoved up his left nostril, and he was picking them out of there, man. And you'd be calling, have a pick me a winner. I'm not doing anything. So the thing that's shocking to me, and I don't give a crap, she can eat anything she wants out of her boyfriend's nose or anywhere else. It's just, we're idiots. We're just idiots. We're just not as smart as we thought we were. We really are not.
And maybe that's good. Now, what else is going on, man? That Fear Factor, the other night, some guy ate his own genitals. Did you see that? Did you see that? It was great. He cooked them and ate them, his own genitalia. See, that to me isn't so much a fear that he has. You know, I've got an abnormal fear of eating my own genitals. Well, let's face it, tonight on Fear Factor, we'll saw them off and then you can cook them here in a pan. All right. Well, you won. You won 50 G's. You're a eunuch, but what else did they had a guy on Fear Factor the other night? I can't believe this guy. What he did basically is he, no, this guy wasn't the guy that ate the dried blood balls wrapped in pig intestine. I think this guy carved off his own face and then sewed it back on or something. That was neat. Then another guy they had on, his name's Ed Gein. He lives at a farmhouse in Wisconsin. He carved up two women and hung them upside down in his barn. And that was on this week's Fear Factor. Now, the Laverne and Shirley reunion, I don't know if you guys heard about this, is going to be coming up. Is this week, the Laverne and Shirley reunion? Right. At the end of the Laverne and Shirley reunion, Squiggy and who's the other guy?
Lenny.
Yeah, Squiggy and Lenny will walk into a barn, and both Laverne and Shirley will be gutted hanging upside down with blood pails underneath their corpses. So that's going to be a fun, interesting way of making it relevant for the, I was going to say the 90s, for the 2000s. At the end of Laverne and Shirley, walk into a barn, upside down, gutted. That's what we call relevant programming. And the Osbournes have inked a $3 million two-book deal. So if you feel bad, if you got out of bed this morning not wondering how that job was going to go, how that job interview might go, if the car didn't start, if maybe there wasn't enough to eat this morning, a lot of you young kids listening to me right now, I know what your life is like. The Osbournes just inked a two-book, $3 million deal. Feel glad for them. And Luke Helder, it was true, that kid that called a show the other day, he did want to make a happy face with all the pipe bombings that he was doing in the Midwest. Two eyes and a big smile and a nose. So people are eating the boogers out of their blind date's nose. Some mad bomber has drawn a happy face. This is great. Life couldn't be better. You ever get the feeling everybody's nuts except you? I do. Or I'm nuts and everybody else is fine. I don't know why. You know, this is the new normality, I guess. Okay, 1-800. I'm beginning to sound like my dad, so I got to knock it off here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. All right, on yesterday's show, R.C. Collins, a high school senior, actually a junior, and Harvey Weierman, who's an attorney and a legal consultant on a radio show, were debating a topic that R.C., as a high school student, was allowed to fax into our program. And the topic was, and I'm reading it, is pipe bombs all that bad? Here is R.C. Collins and Harvey Weierman debating that from yesterday's show on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Can I ask you a question, sir, and I don't mean any disrespect.
What?
Why do you go, I don't understand it.
Well, hold on for a minute. He has a,
I have a phlegm problem. I have a thick wad of cheese-like phlegm in my throat.
Jesus!
That, well, would you ask, is the host there?
Yes.
Would you ask him to watch his language?
Young man.
No, but he said he had cheese, he had it lodged in it.
I said I had cheese lodged.
Okay, look, guys.
I said I have cheese lodged in my throat.
Yeah?
When you say I've got cheese lodged in it, it sounds like it's some other area.
All right, forget about that. Go ahead, R.C.
All right. What kind of cheese?
All right, Mr. Henry is the host.
Yeah, I'm here. Forget about what kind of cheese, okay?
Well, where did you think you had it lodged?
All right, see
you. No, just never mind and let's go, okay?
Gouda?
All right, I'm going
to... Don't hang up. Forget it.
Mr. Henry, I'm on your program this evening to talk on the subject, is pipe bombs all that bad? I go to Chatsworth High.
I'm a junior, and even though I realize that in many ways I'm not mature, I believe that I have some, you know, view on this. And the thing that I think that's most important is to know, for a lot of adults what may not know it, is it, excuse me?
He, were you,
what?
Were you clearing your throat?
Yes, what's wrong? Well, it threw me off a little bit. I happen to have the phlegm. I don't know.
Just go ahead.
Okay, are you going to keep doing that?
I've got a phlegm problem.
Go ahead, kid.
Now I got to start all over again.
Holy Jesus.
All right, come on. Just start and then get through, okay?
Mr. Wireman, sir.
What?
I would ask you respectfully to get the cheese cleaned out before I begin.
I don't have cheese.
Well, you said you have it shoved somewhere.
And I see. He's purposely trying to make it sound like I take it up the poop deck. And what I...
Come on!
I don't have cheese up there, the way he put it.
You need a cheese grater?
All right, I'm hanging up.
No, come on, please. Just shut up, kid, and do your thing, and then we'll hear from Mr. Wireman.
God.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
Beautiful. 1-800-449-8686. That's Harvey Wireman and R.C. Collins from yesterday's show. We'll entitle that one, Cheese Up There, or whatever. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. And we have a segment called, or a section on our website called, Wall of Female Listeners. You might have heard us reference it earlier. And on Wall of Female Listeners, we have the pictures of all the women that listen to our show. So if you'd like to see all 11 of them, go over to our website, philhenryshow.com. That's where the pictures are posted. And also, pick up that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It's available now. Father's Day is just weeks away. You're going to have yourself a tremendous opportunity there to, you know, get Dad something a little bit different. You can get the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. It's called Bring It. It's the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD for the year 2001. And it's available on our website, too. Or you can call 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. You can call direct and get the... you know, get the CD that way. But it's got all the good stuff from the year 2001. And while you're on the phone, you may, or on our website for that matter, you can also pick up any of the CDs from the last, God, 5 or 6 years, however long we've been doing them. So they're available there on the website as well, philhenryshow.com. Your backstage pass gives you all the audio, only $6.95. Alleged victims of now defrocked priest John Gogan. Is this a new guy? Reacted with disbelief after Cardinal Bernard Law said he didn't remember letters accusing Gogan of sex abuse and complaining about his transfer from parish to parish. Cardinal's deposition was ordered in a lawsuit filed by 86 people who say Law and the Boston Archdiocese failed to protect youngsters from Gogan, who has been accused of sexually abusing more than 130 children over 3 decades. Law insisted he relied on the advice of doctors and subordinates when he approved the transfer of Gogan, who was convicted in January of molesting a boy and is serving 9 to 10 years in prison. The deposition, scheduled to continue Friday and Monday, was held behind closed doors. Transcripts were released after morning and afternoon sessions. The rare deposition of a high-ranking church leader was ordered after the Archdiocese last week backed out of a settlement with the Gogan victims that would have been worth up to $30 million. Man, why would you back out? Dude, this was your golden opportunity to get it behind you, if you'll pardon the expression. And I know a lot of you guys like to get it behind you. Or maybe you wanted to put it in front of you, just as a change of pace. But Cardinal Law, however you like it, sir, you could have just moved. What are you, trying to make some kind of a point? You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Now even the Cardinal is watching Blind Date. What are you doing? You're picking the boogers out of each other's noses over there? Cardinal Law, who was not guilty of sexually abusing any child, but was picking the boogers out of a nun's nose, decided that he did not want to settle for the $30 million. He is going to hold the line on principle, get deposed, and then sound like a complete and utter nutter, as our friends over there in the British Isles would say. What a nutter. Guys, he's a real nutter. This cat's got the opportunity to push this thing into the past for $30 million. And the bread they got, you know, that's like, that's tap water money. That's how much it costs to run the tap water in that place. And instead, he backs out of the deal, and now he sounds like a jackass. Oh, was it 300? No, it says 30 mil. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just a talk show host. Don't expect me to get the facts right. Don't expect me to have the news right. I'm just an idiot talk show host. Guy's calling up and you're asking me, hey, Phil, I think the number is 300 million. Well, okay, I'll buy that too. I don't care if it was 3 billion. It's tap water money for that guy. That's how much it costs just to get the holy water in that little thing when you're walking in. 3 billion a month just to keep that holy. Costs a lot to bless that stuff. You know, if holy water is so awesome, you know, in terms of like you dab it, you Catholics know what I'm talking about. When you walk in, you dab your fingers, you do the, you cross, you know, and then you, why not just bottle it and drink it? In other words, drinking water. You got all kinds of water from France, all kinds of water from Colorado, all kinds of water that's Avion, and you got Calistoga, you got Arrowhead. How about just water blessed by the Pope? Tap water, blessed tap water. I would drink that by the gallons. I'm here to tell you. Okay, what's up, man? Is that the right line? I didn't have the right line there. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What are you doing?
I'm doing my show, man.
What happened to the thing with the mother?
What thing with my mother?
You were doing an ode to your mother. I go in to take a dump. I flip the radio on, and you're talking about priests? What is wrong with you?
You went in to take a dump, huh?
Yeah, I'm putting in a bidet. The one you're jealous of.
Is that what they're working on back there now? That's what they're working on, huh?
I can't hear you.
Is that what they're working on? Is that what they're working on?
Yes.
They're still working on it, even though you're using your toilet?
Right, they told me to just crap around them, just work around them. So come on, let's go. Let's go, come on, let's go, all right?
All right, all right. Can I ask a favor?
What?
Would you please tell those guys next door to not work on the construction site? I'm putting the bidet in until I'm done.
All right. Guys, don't make any noise.
All right. I remember my mother. I'll never forget how hard she worked. I'll never forget the things that she did for me. We were poor people, but we were proud people. And then one day, as my mother had come home from working the overnight shift, a telegram arrived. A telegram that could possibly change our lives.
This is great.
Thank you. With shaking hands, she ripped open the envelope. Could it be? Could it possibly be the kidney transplant that she'd always needed? With shaking hands, my mother opened the envelope. We all sat, clasped our hands together prayerfully, said a Hail Mary and an Our Father, and then pulled the telegram out of the envelope. There it was, in black and white. My mother read aloud, "Dear Mrs. Hendry, we have to inform you that..." You're dead meat.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686.